That day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the storm, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Every year around Christmas time, my family and I go to see Christmas lights at a local park. Among the many lights that are there to see, there is a bridge that goes over a creek. When we get to this part of the lights display, my dad and I get out of the car and walk on the bridge and cross to the other side. As with most things, this crossing is not without complications. The bridge is very rickety, and inevitably, at some point, my dad or I start to jump on the bridge. The bridge creaks and shakes violently. The thought races through my mind, are we going to be able to cross safely? Soon the bridge begins to slow down, and we safely cross to the other side. Jesus and the disciples are crossing to the other side, and as they prepare to do so, they don't know what awaits them. They settle into the boat, bracing themselves for whatever might happen, and they set sail. They set sail to new endeavors. They set sail to new people to encounter and to heal and to minister to. They set sail to experience another chapter in Jesus' public ministry. As they travel along the water, they are all tired and exhausted from the day's adventures. Jesus falls asleep, and the disciples contemplate rest and sleep as well. All of a sudden, a violent storm begins to form, and they find themselves in the midst of this storm. In the midst of this storm, they are lost and afraid. In the midst of this storm, they begin to panic. In the midst of this storm, they wish that Jesus is awake. Just as they are about to cross to the other side, the storm comes out of nowhere and rocks their world completely. They are running out of time to do something, and ultimately, they are running out of hope. All hope seems lost as Jesus lays there asleep, as if nothing is happening, as if everything is okay, as if there is nothing to be concerned about. Throughout life, we are presented with many opportunities to cross to the other side, and at times we find ourselves lost without hope. As a couple is preparing for marriage, they are presented with the opportunity to cross to the other side as they begin their married life together. At first, everything seems to be perfect, and then one thing leads to another, and they begin to fight and argue. A couple is preparing for the birth of their first child, and then there are complications during childbirth, and crossing to the other side to welcome their child into the world doesn't seem so easy anymore. A father is trying to better his relationship with his troubled young adult child, and just when he thinks he is making progress, his child refuses to speak to him. An elderly couple whose children no longer come to Mass is crossing the other side as they help their adult children to see once again the importance of faith in their lives. They invite their children to come with them to Mass, but just when there is a glimmer of hope left, the children turn down the invitation. In the midst of all of this, we are walking along the rickety bridge we call life. We jump up and down as we try to cross the other side, and all this does is make things worse. All this does is distract us from the storm that we are currently traveling through. All this does is take away the last sliver of hope that we have. But we don't know what else to do. All we want to do is get out of this storm and get to the other side, but we are stuck. We are stuck because we can't see what's ahead. We are stuck because we think God deserts us. We are stuck because our hope is gone. As the disciples are stuck in the midst of the storm, all of a sudden Jesus wakes up. Now that Jesus is awake, they have hope that he can do something to calm the storm. Their hope has been restored. When Jesus awakes and sees what is before him, he doesn't start to get frantic. No, he remains calm. And in this state of being calm, he commands the storm to be quiet and still. Suddenly the rain stops, the clouds fade away, and the sun shines brightly before them as they cross to the other side safely. Jesus assures them that everything is all right. Jesus assures them that they are fine. And most especially, Jesus assures them that he is with them to comfort them and to restore their faith and hope. In doing this, he doesn't just convey to them that everything is fine now. He also conveys to them that everything is fine during the storm because he is with them. Even when they think he is asleep and unaware of what is going on, he reminds them that he is there. His presence comforts them. His presence allows them to continue to cross to the other side. His presence restores the hope that they think is lost. Even when we might not realize it, Jesus is right there with us in the midst of the storms of life that we face. He is with the newly married couple as they begin to fight and argue. He is with the couples who is having complications with the birth of their firstborn child. He is with the father who is trying to reconnect with his troubled son. He is with the elderly couple who is inviting their adult children to return to the faith. His presence brings comfort, and he invites us to see him and to know that he is right there with us. We begin to see that Jesus is there the whole time, and our hope is restored. With Jesus, we can endure whatever storm life puts before us. With Jesus, we can look ahead to what lies ahead and know that we are getting there. With Jesus, we can accept the peace and consolation that he gives us. When we know Jesus' comforting presence is with us, we are able to stop jumping up and down, and instead we are able to just sit and rest. As we cross the bridge, the storms don't seem so rickety because Jesus is with us as he comforts us and reassures us that the storm is passing and we are reaching the other side safely, resting in his comforting presence.